Excuse me, you're out of order. And listen, what I can do. Okay, I'm sorry, we're going to have to clear the chamber. I'm sorry. We'll take a recess.
Can I just encourage people? Thank you, Mayor. I would really love to ask people to just give us a moment. You know, we may not agree on this issue, but I want you in this room as we take this vote. It is important to me that my community is here. You won't agree on every vote that I take, but I want you to hear what I have to say. Would you give me that respect?
I would gladly give you that respect, but we'd also like to have the respect of being able, as a public community, to be able to say what our views are.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But I am going. We are in the middle of taking our vote now, and I just want your respect to allow me to make my statement. And so, today, the security officers who protect the City of Portland's buildings, staff, and constituents work for G4S. Secure Solutions, and are members of SEIU Local 49. My biggest priority is making sure that the security force that we use here at the city and in other buildings that we have are trained in de-escalation, and that they only call the police as a very last resort. I promised when I ran for office that I wanted this place to be a safe space for dialogue and debate about the issues that impact this city. Procurement choice number two is a non-union contractor, which I would never support because I believe in living wages for the people who work for the City of Portland. And my experience personally with the security here, they have bent over backwards to be responsive and to de-escalate situations. I have seen security officers harmed and showed up the next day ready to do it all over again. I am aware that my vote to support this contract will be a disappointment to some of my community members. I have heard your concerns. My office has responded to every letter, phone call, request for a meeting that has been issued. While I vote today in favor of this contract for these security personnel, I find it problematic that the public, because this is the second biggest issue that people have written and spoke to me about, only behind parks. I wish that I could allow your voices to be heard today, but I cannot. I am not, I don't have that power.
Amendment.
Stop.
Amendment.
I so appreciate the fact that people know that I will always be direct and straightforward. I have never hidden that I would support this contract because I support the fine men and women who are part of this contract. Now, I want to see a show of hands. How many people came here to testify in support of this contract? Would you put your hands up? Thank you. How many people came in opposition to this contract? Just your hands. Thank you. Please stop. It is clear to me that overwhelmingly people have an issue with the international arm of this company. Stop.
Let her finish, please.
I understand.
Be respectful. Thank
you. That as the public, you have a right to disagree with what your elected leaders do. However, you elected me to make hard decisions, and there were only four companies. And even if we went back out today and did it all over again, there would still only be four companies that would compete. Stop. I want you to know that I have heard you. I thank you very much for being here today because it's important to me that the public shows up. I vote aye for this contract.
You, Daley?
With all due respect, Commissioner Hart.
Please don't
again, this is Commissioner Udaley's time, not yours. Please.
With all due respect, please allow Commissioner Udaley to do her thing.
And if Mayor Wheeler would allow public testimony, we could.
Commissioner Udaley, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Before I begin, please stop interrupting me.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you speak.
Before I begin, yes, my name has been called. This is my turn to speak. I would like to be allowed to speak.
Commissioner Udaley.
This is not helpful at all. I'm not inviting comment from any of you. Before I begin my closing remarks, I want to point out two things. One, we are changing the procurement process, and we will start to hear reports along with ordinances. There is public testimony on ordinances. So this issue of not being able to testify on reports will be effectively eliminated. But it is the rule for today, like it or not. Two, my office has been working with procurement and SEIU since last fall on a labor peace agreement, and we are close to finishing that, is my understanding. That came up earlier, and so I wanted to note that. So this is one of those items where there seems to be no satisfying alternative. You are disrupting and you are disrespecting me.
Excuse me.
You are disrupting
me.
And disrespecting.
Listen, we're gonna get through the vote.
Yes, you are.
Commissioner Udaley, go ahead. Keep going, please.
You don't know what I'm going to say or how I'm going to vote because I'm not being allowed to speak. You are disrupting and you are disrespecting
me. Commissioner
Udaley,
go ahead and continue.
It is not my decision to make. This is not a debate. There is not going to be public testimony. I would like to continue with my closing statement. There is no satisfying and viable answer to this issue. And I've been faced with this similar situations time and time again. And sometimes I'm willing to vote, make a vote that feels against my principles, because given the situation and the constraints that we're forced to work within, it is the best decision. However, there are other times to take principled stands. I have expressed my concerns about the numerous human rights allegations against G4S, and I've asked for an analysis of what it would take, or I guess the viability of bringing our security in-house. And I have not received a satisfactory analysis of that option. At a time when we need to hold strong to providing protection to those in our communities and the world who are being persecuted solely based on their nationality, we cannot allow ourselves to slip closer to supporting the current regime. I want to make something very clear before I give my vote. I support and appreciate our security team. I'm grateful that they have good, stable jobs with benefits thanks to their union representation. That's critical to me, and I would not support an alternative that did not include the same job security for the men and women who protect us every day. But I believe there are ways that we can achieve both a safe work environment and a better world for others at the same time. We could, for example, create a hybrid security plan where the city directly hires a base amount of security officers for our primary needs and then contracts out to a smaller union-represented company as additional needs arise. This could potentially overcome the extreme expense and the capacity issues I continue to hear as the primary reasons for continuing with G4S. In the end, I think we can do better, and we have an obligation to use public dollars to their best benefit, doing business with a company whose practices run counter to our policies, our values, our status as a sanctuary city is something I can't support. I vote no.
Aren't you glad you let her finish? Aren't you glad you let her talk? Are you not going to let me talk?
I'm sorry, Commissioner Fritz. I'm clearing the chamber. We're going to clear the chamber.